We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Throws a matching pass upfield. Lazy Tom Fields gathers it in on a dead run and races all the way to score for Los Angeles. A 72-yard touchdown play.
First down inside his own five from his own end zone. Sacked and a safety on Rudolph. Aaron Donald and Clay Matthews got to him.
Inspired by the presence of Captain Jack Youngblood, playing in pain with his broken leg. A savage Ram defense.
They hand it to Steven. Great jump cut. 45.
He sees a hole burst through at 20.
Side steps, a tackle, runs left. 25 still on his feet. 46-yard goal by number 39.
Running back, number 29, Eric Dickerson.
Johnny Hecker, a high school quarterback, is going to throw. The fake is on it. He's got a first down to Stephen Bailey.
Mike Jones made the tackle, and the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
Rams Talk Radio with Derek C. Apollo and Michael Stewart.
Welcome to Rams Talk Radio with, yes, myself and Michael Stewart, former LA Rams defensive back. And before we even go anywhere, just want you to know we present a buy price picks on prices.com and use the code RAMSTALK for a $100 deposit match. Mike, it's been a hot minute. We're getting close to the draft, and it's the quiet before the storm. That's the best way to say it now. The quiet before the storm. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing wonderfully well. And about that storm, we had one yesterday. It's just like, okay, 90 degrees on Thursday, pouring down rain Saturday and Sunday. So it was a little bit of quiet before the storm. The wind started kicking it up. So, man, I am ready to go, getting excited about what we have in this off season and spring draft and all that good stuff coming up.
Well, you know, and by the way, we listeners, if you're wondering where we've been, we have been unable to really kind of connect. We were supposed to record on Saturday morning, and a storm hit me where I'm at, knocked out all of our internet until about 3 in the afternoon. And poor Mike was leaving town, and he was up at 6 a.m. waiting for me. I'm like, dude, I got no internet. And so it's been crazy trying to connect here, especially with draft time coming up. Now, a reminder, though, for the draft shows, the draft shows are always big for us, especially this year with the Rams actually having a pick in the first round. We're gonna start with the start of the draft. We're going to go through everything with our entire Rams Talk team, and we're going to stay with you until the Rams pick at least. Just to, cover everything. And by the way, we might, just because the Rams are notoriously a little crazy come draft time, depending on how quickly the draft moves, we might even do the whole first round. So we'll see how long people make it through. We do know that it is one of our biggest traditions to cover the draft as best we can. So, with that in mind, make sure you tune in this week as well for Steve and Johnny, for Butting Heads. They're bringing their own draft guys on. They're going to get knee deep as well. But before all that happens, the roster's selling, Mike. It's selling down, and the Rams made a couple moves today. They got Alarik Jackson locked in for next year. They got Ronnie Rivers locked in for next year. And now we're looking at this roster And it's kind of, I mean, just for my football eyes, I'm not sure about your football eyes, but to ask you, it seems to me like the roster as it is, the needs are glaring, they're apparent. And if I was a betting man, I'm betting they go one way for much of this draft, not almost the entire draft. I'm betting they're going defense, a lot of defense. How do you feel?
It looks that way for sure. You know, some questions at the edge position. Obviously, we got a super big hole to fill with Aaron Donald being gone. So if I were a betting man, I would bet a lot of defense is going to get picked on draft day this year. But, you know, our Rams are notoriously known for coming up with something that goes, So it'll be interesting and definitely looking forward to it for sure.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a first-round pick for the first time in so long. When was the last time they had a first-round pick? Was it 2016?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I mean, that's
a while ago.
It's party worthy in itself. And maybe I'm a little fried after this long school day. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, that's what's hitting me. 2016, when they drafted Jared Goff and they moved up for him, it's been a while. And they're in this place right now where there's question marks. I mean, they overachieved last year. Then their best player, possibly, arguably, it depends on how you view him, Aaron Donald, probably your best defensive player in franchise history. And that's saying something because you're talking about a franchise that had Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, Jack Youngblood. You lost him, and you lost a player who is still extremely productive in Aaron Donald. You lose him. Your secondary had issues. You did make a couple moves there, bringing Travis White in. You have some potential at inside linebacker. You'd like to see some more, and then edge is a major issue. I don't see any other way, Mike. Defense, defense, defense for the strap across the board, safety, corner, linebacker, edge for sure, and early for edge. That's where your explosive guys are. I don't see a way around it, but a few weeks back on the show with Tommy and talking with Sky and Johnny, I've mentioned it time and time again in the back of my mind at number 19. It wouldn't surprise me if they went quarterback. And then you mentioned it offhand. I didn't even talk to you about it yet. You mentioned it as we were getting on the air. The possibility of them going quarterback. So share your thoughts as to why. I mean, people have heard from me before. Why would you think about that way?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you're looking at the quarterback that I keep seeing as Penix from Washington. Said he did great, throws a great deep ball. The thing that's been trailing him or maybe holding him back a little bit is past injuries. So that being the case, you got to always be a little, because you don't want to get a guy who's already been twice injured in college, major knee situations. Again, it's quarterback. And I think technology is a lot better than it was when Joe Willie Namath came out. So I don't know that that should be that big of a problem. But if you're thinking quarterback and you can get a guy with a lot of people think is would have been probably a top five guy had it not been for the injuries, then maybe you're getting a steal at that 19th if he's available. And now you have a guy who can come in and do like a Jordan Love or some of these other guys, sit a year or two, Pat Mahomes, learn from what it's like to be at this level, and then be able to, when it's time to take the reins, you don't lose a beat. The dilemma is, as much as you want to solidify the quarterback position, we have some gaping things on defense that must be addressed. So that's where it kind of gets dicey. Like, are you going to, as you would say, take some more medicine for next year and then hopefully the guys are on the team? Because I think we all agreed they did somewhat overachieve. But again, Aaron Donald was on the defense. it gives you just food for thought to say, interesting. Quarterback, sound idea, a sound plan, future, good. But defensively, as they say, is how you got to win championships. You can't have guys, you know, scoring 25, 27, 35 points a game. I mean, you're asking your offense to do a lot in the way the league is now. So those are some of my general thoughts, but you could get a guy who could, some people think, is a little bit generational, sneak in and getting without much fanfare, and you have something down the road that turns into be something really great for you. So it'll be interesting.
I had the privilege of watching Michael Penix play when he was in Indiana, and injuries really kind of delayed, I mean, his career.
Yes.
But if you can win in Indiana.
Yes.
And they won because of him. Ever since Michael Penix left, they've been horrid. And Michael Penix was that team. That, I mean, it tells you a lot. Then he goes, Washington does the same thing. There's a lot to like about his athleticism, about his arm. And he's been through some things. So I don't know where he gets taken in the draft. But it would not surprise me if the Rams go after him if he's available. And I know we're going to be, that's a cold take, or it's a horrible take, however you want to say it. But the Rams have to begin to think at some point about their future after Matthew Stafford. They have to think about that. And next year's draft class is not the kind of draft class I would be really excited about building a team around.
Well, Derek, you're definitely driving down the right road, a nice road, because when I'm a guy, I'm looking at body language, attitude, how do the players around you operate? But when you look at him, because of his history and things he's had to deal with, he literally does not get high and low. He literally is like cool, calm, and collective. No matter what the situation, dude is playing in a championship game. He almost wills them back to a win, you know, and it was like, wow, pretty interesting that he just stayed calm the whole time and went out there and did his job and made the plays as they came up. So when I think of Los Angeles, you've heard me say it before, too many guys come out here and they get the LA effect. What is that? Man, there's some ladies out here. Man, this is Southern California. And so I think some guys get a little too caught up and off the field and they lose focus. He doesn't, I don't picture him as one of those guys. And from what a lot of people have said, he carries himself well off the field. So in that sense, you may be getting, again, a generational guy in the form of what the Rams need at the quarterback position. But there's so many variables, right, Derek? I mean, is Sean McVay, how much longer is he really trying to coach? I don't know. We see that every year there's turnovers in the coaching staff. That's going to be a little bit, again, defensively for sure. Another DC, though he's been on the team. So hopefully there's some continuity. But again, you still have another new person. So that being the case, coaches coming and going. We got a few guys that some think maybe getting some long-term deals. Others like, nah, not so much, my friend. So that's what this time of year brings about, this excitement of the what ifs.
Yeah, and there are things about that possibility that excite me. Like, if you are a Michael Penix coming to the league and you can learn behind one of the best. And,
yeah,
you know, instead of being thrown the wolves early on, do you want that? Some guys did well. CJ Stroud in Houston did really well with it. And to be fair, Houston gave him a lot of support in doing so. Or do you want another situation? I'll use Houston again. My favorite one, the Derek Carr situation.
Right.
He came in there as a franchise quarterback, and there was nothing there.
Right.
Teams do that all the time. Look at the Bears. The Bears, how Justin Fields is an amazing talent.
Right.
And the, And where the Bears going? They trade him away,
right,
to go get another amazing talent in Caleb Williams, just so they're going to wreck him. I'm calling it now, Mike. They're going to wreck him. When was the last time the Bears developed anybody?
Well, it's just you got to have certain things in place. Again, as we've talked about many times, you're putting a lot on a kid coming out of college. I don't care how mature he seems and he is. The thing what happened with Stroud in Houston, that's somewhat of an anomaly, okay? That's just not going to happen every year with every guy. That's more of the outlier, as we say in the distribution curve. That's truly an outlier. Now, and when you're putting all this pressure and franchise and, oh, you're going to be the next generation first, there's all kind of targets. And it's just a lot to transition when you're coming from a college program to the NFL. Again, Caleb Williams, even at SC, they fell off a little bit down the stretch. But in reality, his line is bigger than any line they played. He's back there with all kinds of time. He's going to get in the NFL. Not so much, my friend. It's not going to be like that. So just that. And we know Chicago in the winter. That's another thing. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, called it. He's like, yeah, you might not want to take a guy who's used to playing in warmer weather. And I know he played a little about it in Oklahoma. It does not get cold like it does in Chicago, along with the wind chill factor. So there's just too much that you're putting on these rookie quarterbacks. I would love it if all of them, no matter how much they're supposed to be the franchise, got a chance to sit at least 2 years so you could just transition, you know, get the feel for things. I just think a lot of quarterbacks would have a better go at it as opposed to you got to go play for 6-7 teams because you're getting traded every offseason.
Yeah. And that with all that brings a lack of any possible positive development in your franchise.
Right, right.
And I mean, I look at the Bears as like the poster boys for this. They can't develop anybody. But when over the course of the last 40 years, I'm going to go since Jim Harbaugh, when have the Bears done anything to actually support a quarterback they drafted? And what I mean by support is provide the proper coaching in there. Provide right. Personnel for them. And but here you bring it back to our subject, the Rams, and the Rams already have all those supports in place. You got a veteran offensive line that's been put together. You got a solid receiving core. You got a running back who can make magic happen. You have an offense built around, and by the way, a Super Bowl winning head coach who's offensively minded and will throw the football. So you have all the support you need for a guy, any guy, but a guy like Penix come in there and do something. So I know people don't want to talk about that. They think the Rams are gonna follow this kind of cookie cutter strategy. And quite frankly, I wouldn't blame them if they did. But let me, before we go to break here for our sponsors, Mike, I want you to ponder this question. And you know the answer already. I'm just going to throw it there anyways.
Throw it out there.
When was the last time the Rams did anything cookie cutter for a draft?
Right.
Ponder that. We'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, one more thing here. We got to talk about our main sponsor right now, which is Prize Picks. They are the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play. Why? Because it's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, it's just you making picks. It's you making stat projections, and you can watch the wings roll in. And even though our bread and butter for this football's over, and the tournament's over for college basketball, guess what's about to start? That's right, the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. So you can now win up to 100% of your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. 4. So if you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Sean O'Malley, you can find their community plays under the promos tab of the app, and you can view some of the picks from the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. And now with the NBA tournament here, the NBA playoffs here, the NHL tournament, you can be a part of that as well. Don't forget Prize Picks offers injury insurance, so that if your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets hurt. So for basketball games, if a player exits the game the first half and does not return in the second half, that player projection does not count against you, and your entry remains live. So this is how you do this. You go to prizepicks.com. You sign in, the app for that matter. You download the app today. You use the code RAMSTALK for a first deposit match up to $100. We can do this one more time. Download the app today. Use the code RAMSTALK for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right, Mike. So here we go. Back to the question. The question is this. When was the last time the Rams did anything cookie cutter?
I can't really say that they have. Typically, they have a plan for what they do. So I don't see that changing as long as you got Dimoff and, you know, though he's taking on some other challenges, if you will, with adding some other organizational duties at other spots because of the owner. But you got Les Snead, you got Coach McVay. And the draft team has somewhat been here pretty consistently. So I don't know that I've seen anything as cookie cutter. It's always had a pretty good sound reasoning behind the picks. And so, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I'll say this. You could probably make the argument that the Rams went cookie cutter last year. When they drafted Fournette across, they drafted Fournette across the board. They went completely outside their norm. But that's not what's expected of them. So they're still operating outside the norm because their norm has been crazy stuff. Weird picks in weird places. Their draft last year is very much need oriented. So what's my point? There is no cookie cutter draft for them anymore. When we look at the Rams draft picks right now, and we look at their roster, our first instinct is to say defense across the board, and maybe, just maybe, they'll think about something at quarterback. Maybe. But even by us saying maybe, we're being outliers for what everybody else is talking about. I can't tell you how many different Rams podcasters and analysts have said there's no way the Rams take a quarterback in the first round.
True.
The Rams are just abnormal. They're going to do things their way. They're not going to let things go. They're going to make moves that are outside the box. Sometimes they flop with them. Sometimes they do great with them. And there was a time between probably 2019, 2021, where a lot of those moves they made were flops. But we're crazy if we think they're going to come in next, you know, what, in 2 weeks for this draft, and they do what everybody expects them to do. Because they never do what you expect them to do. That's just,
right.
I used to, I remember us sitting down over the years, Mike, and talking about drafts, and we've talked about salary cap, and I can't tell you how many times now I've had to eat crow, because when I look at with my logical brain and I see, okay, this is what the money says, this, they shouldn't be doing this, and they still go do it anyways. They won a Super Bowl with 50-ish million in dead cap. They had no business winning that Super Bowl with that much dead cap, but they did it. They did it. They signed, they made bad decisions, like bad signings, ate crow on them, and they came out clean either side.
You know, it's what you're making me think of right now, though, DC, is simply this. We've lost probably a generational player on defense in Aaron Donald, correct? I think everyone will agree. But we also know that sometimes when you have a guy like that, the guy second, third behind him subconsciously knows, yeah, I'm not going to see the field today or the next day or next week or next year, as long as that guy's here. Now that that guy's not here, and this is where I think you're really hitting it on it when you're talking about, you know, the Rams somewhat seem conventional, but unconventional at the same time. Or if you turn around, conventional, but unconventional, you can look at it from both sides, that there may be a guy that steps up and we go, wow, I didn't know that guy could play that well, because now he's actually being called on to go make plays. So that's always what's kind of neat about this kind of offseason as well. We think we've lost the best player to ever play, getting double, triple teamed. But there will be a guy, I promise you, that will step up during these OTAs, summer camp, season, that we go, wow. And then we'll be back here talking again about, oh, I can see now why they went that way in the draft or didn't go this way. But I would think at this point, there's probably a guy or two that maybe will now take that next level up. With a guy like Aaron Donald now retired.
I think that's probably the case. You know, they've been learning under him
right,
for years
right.
now. You know, I'm sure he's taught them a thing or two, but you still can't replace him.
No, no.
But let's say you, with the right moves in the draft, with the right personnel, you might find guys that complement each other enough to produce what you've been looking to produce, that defensive line. That's football.
Well, yeah. And you know how things go sometimes. You mentioned earlier about the NBA but playoffs and stuff. You have guys that somehow, when it comes playoff time, step it up. So the thing is, if you've been learning from a guy, he's been teaching, and again, body language, spirit. Saw Aaron Donald on a few podcasts. Him and his wife did one and some others. And he talks about the talent that's still in the room. He has mentioned, you know, he would like to see him go get an edge rusher. But it sounds like he's pretty confident that the guys that were now going to get a chance to play more will be able to at least step in and do a pretty good thing. And the thing I love about team sports is, because it's team sport, you don't need to have 20 superstars. But defensively, if you got 11 guys pulling together, you got a solid defense.
Yeah, and you should be able to craft something like that if you devote a large portion of this draft to it. It's a deep draft. There's a lot of great talent there. And they went and got a couple solid veterans to complement this defense. I can't understate the importance of bringing like Tre'Davious White back and Darius Williams back, guys who are players and that matters. So it's not like you lost everything when Aaron Donald left. You brought a couple pieces in that are going to help, but you're certainly going to miss them. You got to find ways to pick up kind of those pieces. And for the record, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You know, when Aaron Donald retired, the word was his cup is full, right? He's full. He's never actually been through a season, though, as a retired player.
Here you go. I see where you're going.
I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me if we start hearing buzz, especially if the Rams are on the playoff hunt, about him coming back and finishing the season. It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh yeah. That's a good take right there. Yeah, it definitely wouldn't, because you got to think, and you know, no matter, again, I tell everyone I was fortunate because baseball really was my first love. So after 10 years and, you know, plantar fasciitis, my last season, it was like, you know, this may be a good time to shut it down instead of trying to overstay your welcome. And, you know, we moved on, you know, I don't want to say effortlessly, you know, you're always kind of going, oh man, I remember this time. My thing is, I don't really miss it that much like that. So, but a guy like Aaron Donald, who knows, he had a lot left in the tank, per se. He may have been just, you know, tired out, but what happens, especially these D linemen and stuff, and when they get older, is they just don't like the camp part. And though camp is earlier, I just remember my first years in Jackie Slater. At that time, I think Jackie had to be in his 13th season or something, and he still played longer than me. Man, Jackie Slater was a man. But he literally got to work himself back into shape during camp. You know, he might practice in the morning, only have to go through individuals and something else, and then he'd do a little running after practice. But by the time we got 4 weeks and we got to that first start, Mr. Slater was ready to go and didn't miss no game. So I'm sure if they told Aaron, hey, Aaron, man, we just need you on Sundays, he might have thought about some more. But you're right, man. By the time it gets down towards the end of the season, that fire might get lit again.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. And it wouldn't surprise me if he stayed home either.
Right, but, right.
Because you don't get in his mind, but there was just something kind of off about the retirement, in that yes, he's still relatively young. I don't want to hear anybody saying he's lost a step. He hasn't. You know, you just didn't have a whole lot of support around this year. Kobe Turner was nice to have, you know, and so he might be done. He might honestly be done, but it wouldn't shock me if we started hearing rumbling, especially for like a five, six game stretch at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Where he didn't have to do training camp. I'm thinking about Eric Weddle kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So at this point, though, defense. That's how I'm feeling about this draft. That's where I think it's going. Watch that first round pick. I think that will tell us a lot about what the Rams' thinking is. It also wouldn't surprise me if they pulled some stuff late in the first round for a guy they're looking for. So the first round is going to take, they're going to set the tone in this draft with what they do in the first round. I don't be surprised if they throw us curveballs. I think it's the main point of the show today. As we begin to move towards the draft, and I could be 100% wrong, it could be absolutely predictable come draft day in 2 weeks, but I just don't, it's just not who they are.
Right.
That's not. Got any hot takes for us on what you think they might do?
What's a hot take for you?
I mean, you tell me what a take that people are going to shake their head at. Go for it.
They're going to shake their head. Ready?
I'm ready.
You draft Penix number 19. Package him with the second round pick, two players of your choice, and go get Chris Jones as your defensive end.
Didn't he just sign a contract, though?
He just signed. Don't mean you can't trade for him. You just got to pay him. So with the cap going up.
I'm going to go look at that. I yeah. might call crazy on this. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
We might have to end the show today thinking Mike lost his mind. Okay.
I'm just saying, well, man.
All right. So let's see.
Yeah,
his contract is. Listen, listen, man. Lost your mind. I think you're trolling me. Right now, his contract is 5 years, $158 million. His
nothing.
Dead cap is $60 million this year.
Ah, that's nothing. We got that.
Oh, come on. That's for Kansas City. Kansas City doesn't do stuff like that.
Right.
No. No. That hot take was the hot takes of hot takes. That is worthy of mockery, sir. You've lost your mind. Hey, that is not saying. Happening. Come on, give me a real hot take, though. Give me something that would really surprise
you. You don't think that would shore up the defense?
I am. It sure would. It also shore up that salary cap for years to come. So,
right.
So hold on here. Give me something real, though. This isn't happening. Kansas City's not going to do a $60 million dead cap. And by the way, the year after is $52 million dead cap.
Right. Right.
They're not going. They're not going to do that.
Okay. Well, I guess.
So come on.
I guess.
Give me something
I guess
real.
I guess I'm done then.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Mike. Give me
I guess
something.
I'm done then.
How about this? I think there's a possibility that if they take somebody like Penix 19, if he's there, and who's if there, they're still going to be edge guy on the board before the end of the first round. Would it surprise you if they moved up for an edge guy they want late?
It would not, because going back to the need, that's a real need. So it would not be a surprise.
See, that's what I'm more likely thinking about. They have a good amount of picks.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they get their guy, I would not be stunned at all. Then again, they may just take their edge guy at 19. They may take a corner. They may take a linebacker.
Right.
I think they're going to take a guy that makes an immediate impact, unless it's Michael Penix or a quarterback like him. And who knows who's going to be available? I think there's going to be an early run on quarterbacks. So who knows where things are going to be?
Yeah, it could be, and then maybe not so much. There seems to be thought that that's now going to happen, but. What if you can get a guy that drops, you know, to that third round? You know, I don't know.
I mean, well, let's draft order this year for the first round. Let's go ahead and take a look at that real quick here. The top 32 picks were set late in the year. And here's that first. So let's look at it real quick. Well, last thing we do today, draft order for first round. The Bears, we know they're taking Caleb Williams, number one. The Commanders are up next. Quarterback?
The word is they're going to get a quarterback, yes.
Okay. The Patriots are three.
The word is they're looking at QB as well.
Okay, so there's three guys off the board right there. The Cardinals at four, I'm guessing that's where Marvin Harrison Jr. goes unless someone trades out for that pick.
Oh, yeah, the receiver, yep.
Yep. I'm guessing that's where Harrison, I mean, that's pretty much where everybody's thinking he's going. The Chargers, they got their quarterback. The Giants, they have Daniel Jones on a long-term deal, but Lord knows. The Titans, probably, unless they really think Will Levis is their guy, I wouldn't surprise me. They might also, you know. The Falcons have their guy, right?
Right.
Okay, the Bears, well, this is their second pick at 9. There might be a trade to the Jets or 10.
Nope. They've got their guy in Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, who's 40, coming off Achilles surgery?
Well, I think what they're still hoping that he can mentor the young kid who's there who doesn't want to be there. But I think that's kind of a mess out there. But I think what they're still believing that Aaron is going to take him to the promised land this year. And the kid will be able to learn so much that now they could come back to him, you know, next year.
Okay, Vikings, Broncos, 11 and 12. Quarterback, quarterback.
You think so?
I think it's a strong possibility. So we're looking at the Rams at 19. I honestly don't think the Saints are at 14. They're probably going to wait a little bit. The Colts at 15, they have their guy. The Seahawks at 16, maybe. The Jaguars have their guy at 17. The Bengals have their person at 18. So I'm seeing the possibility of 6-7 quarterbacks gone before they even get to number 19.
Yeah.
See, that's the argument against that. I look at that and think, okay, well, maybe they do take their edge guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
well, it's like you said, you're going to kind of know when those first probably 3 to 5 picks get handled where things may roll. And you know what happens. You know, those guys say, you know, 15 on down, they start seeing like, well, do we want to move up and get our guy? If he's, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like you said, if they do end up taking 6 to 8 quarterbacks from what we just looked at, you're going to have a lot of other players that are going to be available for sure.
Well, I think looking at that, that's kind of a reality check for anybody talking about quarterback. Wouldn't surprise me. I'm not so sure any of their guys they want are there at 19. If they determine they want a guy, they might have to move up for it. And I don't want them to move up in the first round. That's a pretty price when you're trying to build a defense. You better have the right guy. So I'm kind of already backtracking from the possibility because, like, you better, the guy you go get better be the guy you have faith is going to be that guy. Because it's just going to cost you something.
Right.
All right. So we just kind of talked this through in a big old circle today. Mike, you have any closing thoughts for us?
Hey, just, it's about to get exciting.
It is. And the only thing we can guarantee about this draft for the Rams is it's going to be unpredictable because it never is good.
So absolutely.
Make sure you tune in for Butting Heads this week. Make sure also that you check out Prize Picks, especially with the playoffs starting for the NBA and NHL. If you like the prop bet, there you go. In the meantime, for all of our team here, have a great one. And we are out of here.
Out of here.